brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? We'll see. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're broadcasting worldwide. Daniel Esselin from Spain is coming up with key intel, those inside sources inside the global power structure. I've checked his sources. His info is very good. He'll be joining us via video Skype, which is going to be great. We're usually on a crackly phone line. Did you say you had that clip? I'm sorry, I heard you say something in my ear. Okay, well, we're getting the clip of Obama saying he'll act alone, operate on his own. But he's been saying that a lot in the State of the Union yesterday. But later, after Esselin leaves us, I want to talk about Vladimir Putin, because I really thought about Vladimir Putin a lot last night and the geopolitical things that are happening. And when you've gone through the depths of evil like the Russians have for 80 years, I don't romanticize the strongman Putin, but there is a psychological thing that happens sometimes when someone's actually in control and Putin is in command to a great extent, where people actually want to build up society and get what you call a philosopher king. And the globalists actually endorse that idea. But it never really manifests. And I wouldn't say he is a philosopher king, but he, compared to Obama, he is. Vladimir Putin is the philosopher king compared to Obama, because he's saying men need to be strong, women need to be women and strong, family, don't try to recruit kids. You want to destabilize us with psychological warfare. I mean, that's what it is. They don't want to make kids gay because they love gay people. They want to absolutely rewrite, be like trying to teach, you know, fish to be gay. Well, they wouldn't reproduce. There'd be no more fish. It's extinct yourself. It has nothing to do with hating someone's, you know, sexual situation. It's the force feeding of it. And Putin, I remember reading this and seeing this, was a big fan of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote the Gulag Archipelago, and talked about a strong Russia, nationalism, going back to freedom, being honorable, being stoic, and really kind of welding a 1776 type idea into the old Russian stoic Viking, because that's what Russia is, means the Rus, the Red, really founded by the Vikings in Western Russia and merged with some Asian groups, but that's what they are. It's kind of an Asiatic Viking group, Asian Viking splice, and that's why Russians are so smart, but they also have their problems. They were under Tsarist systems for so long that they never had a chance at freedom. And then our criminal government, with the big banks, on record, put the Bolsheviks in 1917. I mean, we owe Russia such an apology. They've been our ally all along against the British. They did so much for this country in the Civil War, you name it. And then we just absolutely let the globalists put in the worst of the worst and just butcher those people up one side and down the other, and they used Russia as a giant engine of evil against Ukraine, Poland, Romania, the Czech Republic now, and then created incredible enmity between Slavs and Slavs, just total evil. And now the West is attacking them with Al-Qaeda. And you look at Putin, he clearly, as people resonate with it, he is confident because he met a lot with Solzhenitsyn, and Solzhenitsyn literally grabbed Putin and said, you will not sell people out. You'll stop being a gangster. This is reportedly a decade ago, and this only leaked out through some of my connections and sources. I went and checked it, and it's been hinted at here and there and confirmed that Solzhenitsyn basically, and he met with him right before he died too, said, stop being a sellout. Be a knight for Russia. Stand up. Be real. They will follow you. And that's why he came here in the 80s, and Solzhenitsyn left. Very honorable, stoic man, because he came and saw the decadence and the evil, and he was like, it's growing here. And it's not even like the Soviets did this to us. They would just, like a judo move, take all of our own evil that was already there, and then the punch comes, they would take it and pull it along with them. And that's why it's so easy to be evil. Because if you just want to wreck people and use their ignorance against them, of course you can dominate them. But who wants to dominate a destroyed person? You only dominate someone who is coming down on you and has attacked you first. And then all bets are off. You got to do whatever it takes to defeat them. And that's what we need, is real warriors of liberty. And I'm not saying Putin is perfect, but he has gone through a process that, compared to Obama, is very good.
Introducing Pro One. All all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eager to work with all of you. But America does not stand still, and neither will I. So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do.
And he went on to say he used dictatorial powers to go after the Second Amendment and more. So what a speech. Daniel Estulin joins us. He is a best-selling author and a Bilderberg sleuth. I consider him a friend of mine. And he's written an excellent new book. We're not selling it, but we should be selling it at the InfoWars store. Trans Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Destruction. Daniel Estulin, from the author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. And it's available from Trine Day. And is he able to stay with us till 40 after? I forgot to ask you guys that. Or has he got to go at the bottom of the hour? Because I wanted to get that question into him earlier, last hour. Just ask him now before we go to him. Okay, great. The whole point here is that everything he's talked about, and the late Jim Tucker talked about, and then I've talked about, and Ron Paul's talked about, and that Vladimir Putin's talking about, it's bizarre, folks, that they put top people over Russian state-run TV that basically talk about cancer viruses and vaccines, the plan to destroy the family, the New World Order. And the Russians are going with a truthful way to try to unify their country from outside attack and overthrow. And I don't like the fact that Putin's been cracking down on the press and people, but those are foreign-proven Soros-run groups. So it's a serious situation. What do you do when you are being infiltrated by foreign powers? That's what the New World Order is. It's a corporate, above-the-law, breakaway civilization that wants to build its own global technocracy. And Daniel Estulin, I happen to know via some other connections, and Tucker before he died, and then some other folks. Then I brought it up to Estulin one time over the phone. He said, well, yeah, that is one of my sources. That, I mean, he really does have these big sources. High-level Hollywood, high-level banking, high-level Bilderberg. And so that's why he's basically saying the same thing I say, because it's not like we're reading from the same sheet of music. It's not music we're looking at. It's a death warrant on humanity. We're looking from different perspectives at the same program being rolled out. And his book, I just began to read it this weekend. I'm almost done. I even learned something reading, and which I mean, I know a lot. And you know, just the way he puts things really gets people to think, and it's got a good cover to get the average folks thinking out there. And the reason I'm pitching it, even though I'm not selling it, is it is really, really important for people to understand the real mindset of who runs the planet. And so I want to get into his book first, but then the bottom of the hour, I want him to give us his take on what's happening geopolitically, the race from Spain to where he's at, from Greece to Japan to everywhere towards dictatorship and towards Goldman Sachs people being appointed as presidents. I mean, this is corporate world government. What he thinks about Soros trying to overthrow Ukraine because they wouldn't join the EU. Just simply amazing the time in history we're entering and the fact that we've been so right. I wish we weren't right. Daniel, do you wake up a lot of times in the middle of the night like I do? And just wish that we'd been wrong. I mean, it's not very satisfying to be so dead on, is it?
No, it's not. First of all, Alex, it's great to be back on your show. I certainly do consider you to be a very, very good friend of mine. Very proud of all the things that you and I have done together over the years, standing shoulder to shoulder, way back in the 2006 Bilderberg Conference, if you remember, and a few other events as well. So I'm very, very, very honored to be back on your show. You know, it's, as you said, you know, from Greece to Spain to the United States, Ukraine, Russia. We've seen this before. It's deja vu, you know, over and over and over again. And be it Soros in the Ukraine, or be it Soros in the Soviet Union or post-Soviet Union Russia, as they try to destroy Russia, you know, in the 1990s, trying to turn it into a... Well, it lost its statehood. It became a protectorate. And you have the Human Rights Watch in there. You have the George Soros and the Harvard Endowment and then the Carnegie's and Goldman Sachs and the same players over and over again in all these same locations, always doing the same thing. And as some of my sources have said, when I asked them, I said, why do you guys always do the same thing over and over again? They said to me, because it works. Why would we change?
That's right. That's why they run the same attack profile. But I think that is their weakness, is that if we get the public to realize that, it's game over. And I think their old tricks are starting to fail.
You know, you have a very good point there, Alex. I listen to your show not every night, but certainly a lot of the times because, you know, your morning is our afternoon.
Yes, sir.
It's 7 o'clock, 7:15 in the afternoon here, p.m. But, you know, back in 2005, when Jim Tucker, God bless his soul, and I were the only two journalists who covered the Rotherhagen Bilderberg Conference. And at that conference, I learned something which basically is the backbone to this new book, The Transhumanism, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction. It was based on the discussion at that meeting, which later turned into the Strategic Trends Report 2007-2036, which at the time was a secret source document on the future of humanity. I got a hold of that in 2005. I was looking through it, and I said to myself, this isn't the future. This is the present. And the president that they were talking about back in 2005, which turned in 2007 into a report, which is now available, you can download it for free on the internet, is the backbone of what we're seeing right now. You know, the age of transition to a global civilization. And this is exactly what we're seeing right now. It's on the terms from back then that I remember reading in the report. They were talking about flash mobs. What was a flash mob? I said to myself in 2005. I understand what it means. Well, we do now. You look at Turkey, you look at Kiev. One day, everything is fine. The next day, the city is being burned down by people we don't know where they came from. That's a flash mob. It was in the report, which is the backbone to my book, Transhumanism.
Amazing. And just put it all in scope, and then we'll drill down into to details. What is the master plan? If you say you had 4 minutes till break, 4 minutes to talk to 3 million people and encapsulate, if they succeed, what will be left and what the time scales are.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the basic theory is this. If you think of a pyramidal structure, Alex, 6,000 years ago, who controlled knowledge? High priests. And they fed it to us one little droplet at a time. We, the great unwashed then or now, basically were fed this information just enough with so we could do our daily, you know, chores and live day to day. Well, today, this pyramid is upside-down pyramid because of the Internet revolution. Anybody, anywhere in the world, be it UI, somebody in Japan, or a Koya Indian sitting in a tree in the middle of an Amazon forest with a computer and access to Internet, has access at his fingertips to the entire history of knowledge of mankind. So if you are the elite, that's bad news for them because suddenly the playing field, because of these technological advancements, has been evened on the one hand. But on the other hand, the elite said to themselves, we got to do something. And they're using the technology and the advancement to create a bigger and bigger and bigger gap, which we thought were, you know, was actually being bridged. So, you know, if you've spent trillions or quadrillions or gazillions of dollars in trying to, you know, use the technology to get so far ahead of where we are right now, you can actually do this because they have the money. And, you know, one of the things I'm talking about in this book, and it is, I think, absolutely revolutionary, is that our children, your children, my children, my older daughter is 16, they're the last truly human generation of human beings on the planet. Her children and, you know, her children's children are going to be transhumans, post-humans, men-machine, cyborgs, beings who are not totally human, humans who are not 100% beings. We're literally living at the cusp of the greatest change in the history of mankind. And it has nothing to do with a microchip in your hand. It is technology that is so advanced that people literally will be able to, in less than a generation, download their consciousness onto a computer and live forever. And that's what a transhumanist movement is all about. That's why my book is called Trans-Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction.
And there... saying they're not going to give us free will, they're just going to do it, and it's so much more advanced than a chip. We carry a little computer that watches everything we do and tracks everything we do better than a supercomputer of 20 years ago. Now they have the quantum computers, and the key here, Daniel, is the prediction of the future, where Amazon can now ship you your order before you order it with 100% accuracy. This was always the key, the literal crystal ball where they get enough data on the world and how things work. They can predict the future, and then with that data, they can manipulate the future. We're literally seeing godlike power being given to this degenerate elite.
It's very interesting, Alex. In the last 50 years, we've learned more than the entire history of mankind. And in the next 20, we'll have learned more than the last 50 and than all the history of mankind. And it's going to get to a point in about a generation and a half from now where we'll be doubling our knowledge every year. And that's something unfathomable for people because we don't even know what the future is going to look like. And that's one of the things about this book. You know, with Bilderberg, I answered a lot of the questions. But with this book, when you finish it, you have more questions than answers because it's the future, and we really don't know, even if we try to extrapolate it. There's just so many unknowns, but we certainly see where all of it is going.
That's right, and the elite may be good at watching us and manipulating us, but look at them themselves trying to dumb us down and control us. That shows they're not enlightened right there, and with this power, I don't know if we're going to make it out of this, Daniel.
Well, you know, they need to dumb us down. You know, the debasement of education is part of it because people who are aware of what's going on, people who understand history, who understand geography, who can add, who can subtract, who are interested and keen, and who realize that what separates us from animals is this divine spark of reason that we have, which allows us, you know, to invent, to investigate, to discover.
To be empowered individuals with a spark of creativity to where we might have our own destiny instead of being their robot slaves.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
My good buddy Jimmy Vaughn bringing us
don't
in.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Playing that acoustic.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
See, that's the issue, is they are seducing us with these technologies. They're rolling them out. They let it have some good aspects. But down the road, we're already now to that point, it's about total human control. The NSA, all of it, and like children, the public are taught to deny that this stuff's even going on. But Daniel Estulin is an expert on this. He has the sources. So much of this is now out in the open. A big hope is within the establishment itself. They may, you know, need to basically get religion to understand this program will destroy them. But they say they're willing to do that if it allows them to have immortality. They believe they'll have immortality merging with her, to use that example of the popular film out there, a very powerful dystopic film I want to do a review of soon. And that's what we're facing here. This is the end of humanity. You can see this technology is dumbing us down. It's not empowering us overall because it's being deployed in a dehumanizing way. Daniel Estlin, this is the most powerful interview ever with you. You're really getting fiery here talking about to be or not to be. That is the question, and that spark of humanity. Well, I choose to be a human. I've seen all the disasters these people engage in. And what I'm saying is they've got a big plan. They are visionaries. They're in control. They steal our wealth. But I'm saying I don't like their dream, and I don't think their dream will succeed. But regardless, we need to educate the public about their nightmare they're trying to create. Daniel Estlin.
Absolutely, Alex. You know, God bless you. You know, what is absolutely, you know, is true is that the rise of the machine is here. And we're facing the time when the unconscious evolution period is almost finished. And we come to this new period when a controlled human evolution can and will happen, and the elite believe that it will happen. Technological progress will be concentrated on making a new body for the human being. The plan is to incrementally move the human mind into more disembodied and futuristic vehicles. Not bodies, but vehicles. First, a humanoid robot controlled entirely by a human brain via brain-machine interface. Then a conscious human brain transplanted into a humanoid robot. Then consciousness uploaded to a computer. And finally, a hologram that contains a full conscious human mind. DARPA is funding dozens of human augmentation projects around the world to radically improve the performance, mental capacity, and resilience, first in soldiers, obviously, and then later on in humans. Everything from tapping the potential of our unconscious mind to augmented cognition and the creation of an uninhibited combat vehicles, whereby the military expects in the very near future for individual pilots to fly entire squadrons of robot planes. They're working on, you know, this mind-boggling experience such as cybernetic insects. And we see this in films like G.I. Joe. It's already there.
It is a total genetic rewrite of the planet, overthrowing the creation. And then you look at the byproduct, the fruits of all their programs. It's dehumanizing. It's not even empowering. And they're not being honest with the public. All the white papers you're mentioning that your book's based on, it's out there. It's on record, but people need to understand this is the end of humanity, and they are aggressively right now trying to destroy the family. Vladimir Putin speaks out against that, and he's a bad person.
You know, because of the synergy, Alex, the interplay of three great revolutions, the quantum, the computer and biotech revolutions, again, we have learned so much in such a short period of time. The marvels of science like the internet, telecommunication satellites, laser beams, radio, television, microwaves, structures of DNA molecules, biotechnology, all of it ultimately comes from quantum theory, and they dominate this. You know, we have the means through genetics, robotics, information technology, and nanotech to control matter and energy and life itself. We have never seen anything like this before, and it is raising profound questions about what it means to be human. And some of these questions, you know, we're seeing by public officials. Putin is talking about this, which is one of the reasons I'm mentioning this. It is being completely ignored in the United States. But these intense cross-pollination between the computer, biotech, and quantum revolutions will give us unprecedented power in the 21st century. And this is something that, as you said, people simply are unaware of.
That's right. And if I'm going to talk to you in the next long segment, this is intriguing, Daniel, about your ideas to try to turn this around. Because I believe if we can have a revolution through your book and other systems of understanding about this, and have humans know that they've got to actively be part of this decision-making process, it could actually empower humanity with the nanotech, the rest of it, and we could literally be launching space fleets in just a few decades to colonize space in a way to empower humanity while maintaining our humanity, but also, if we choose, then having a separate, almost avatar, that we test these systems with. And I believe that is the program that should be followed. But I want to talk about this on the other side with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The fact.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Bottom line, I want to defend the human continuity. We have seed banks. The globalists have emergency seed and ARC banks because they know they're rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. In case things go wrong, they have a backup. What about a backup for humanity? Undoubtedly, the eugenicists that developed biometrics in 1860s and envisioned the genetic code and the double helix that has been the ancient sign of medicine for 6,000 years. The ancients knew a lot more, folks, than the modern historians will tell you. And that's all part of the secret societies. That's all part of the Illuminati, the priest class that Daniel Estulin was so eloquently, investigative journalist, best-selling author, sold tens of millions of copies of his nonfiction books in Europe. He's also written novels that are basically like Pachinik, real, but the names are changed to protect the innocent. And a lot of important information at his website as well, and I will give you that address. It's DanielEstlin.com. I know his site, but he's got several others up there, but that's the main one. It's an excellent site. But I want to talk to him about free will, because that's what he's getting at here. This is freedom versus slavery. I'm not against humans developing and advancing. The problem is the spirit that animates, the ghost that animates the globalist machine is very anti-human, very predatory, Hey, let the troops use DU, let them die. Hey, let the Navy drive through the radiation and let the troops be in wheelchairs and catheterized and dying. So what? But then have football games, how much we love the troops. The globalists hate pure, good, loving people. They hate altruistic knights. More and more I realize that they are threatened by good people because they've cheated to get into control, and they can't help their psychopathic and sociopathic and other, you know, criminology designations. And it is a predatory group that's infested civilization since its beginnings. So I want to ask Daniel Estulin, we need to put out, because obviously no one's going to stop this march forward, and the church is so controlled, they just say, oh, the world's going to end next week, don't worry about it. But obviously that's not what's going on here. There's a great challenge coming. We need to be the salt of the earth, and I'm asking you what you think we should do to say, hey, there is advanced breakaway civilization. It's 30, 40 years ahead, the globalists say. A, how advanced are they in the breakaway civilization in the corporate and government reservations? And B, what is an alternate vision where we can try to capture the imagination of the public about what's really happening so they're not obsessed with Justin Bieber and they're obsessed more with giant space colony missions to the nearest star systems and habitable planets and the real trailblazer, master builder spirit of humanity?
These are very good questions, Alex. Very, very good questions. You can summarize it, I think, the following way. You know, you have to understand that the people who are our enemy are not the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds, but just the names. But it's a different movement. One of the things I talk about in the book is this transhumanist movement. We're taking as this vector for the future, mega projects such as Russia 2045 movement, which they intend to create this new civilization aimed at future human development and evolution by integrating these new discoveries and developments from science, from physics, you know, energetics, aeronautics, bioengineering, nanotechnology, neurology, cybernetics, cognitive science, and on and so forth. And the Rockefellers of this world really have nothing to do or to say in this matter because they will have been dead by then. But the point is that the transhumanists, and I think the face of transhumanism is Ray Kurzweil, one of the greatest inventors of the 20th century. Unfortunately, a lot of the things that are being done by him right now have very little to do with helping humanity. He's the
head of Google development. He thinks he's going to become God.
That's right, exactly. Ray Kurzweil. Now, the whole idea behind this transhumanist movement, and if you want to know what it is, it's the symbol is H plus, human plus, transhuman, is this ultra-high-tech dream of computer scientists, philosophers, neuroscientists, and many others to use radical advances in technology to augment the human body, human mind, and ultimately the entire human experience. And these people wish to become post-human, which is someone who has been modified with performance-enhancing body, not drugs, body and brain augmentations to the point that they could no longer call themselves human, which is why, again, the Rockefellers have nothing to do with
this. And they describe us like bugs that, okay, you don't have to get augmented, but you'll be like a bug. We might step on you. And my issue is that Google and the rest of them at the head of this the systems are all being designed to control. They claim on the surface it's a system to empower, but I don't see that at the heart of it.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You got it. You're absolutely right. You're one of the few people who said it exactly how it is. Look, neurochip interfaces, computer chips that connect directly to the brain are being developed right now. And the ultimate goal of the brain chip will be to increase intelligence thousands of times over, basically turning the human brain into the supercomputer. Lifelong emotional well-being is also a key concept, you know, for the transhumanist movement. And they can achieve this through a recalibration of the pleasure centers in the brain. Pharmaceutical mood renders have been suggested.
Wireheads.
Exactly, which will be cleaner and safer than the mind-altering drugs. This is Huxley's 21st century vision of scientific dictatorship without tears. But behind all of this, no matter how you look at it, you know, this technology is something that, you know, we've talked about a lot before. It's a transhumanist movement. And the post-humanity, you know, will be a new human which has been genetically engineered and brain-chipped for total control, part man and part machine. This new man will no longer have a need of the sexual reproductive function.
That's right.
And at least plan is to reduce the world's population You know, I can't think of a better way to do that. And not only that, but was through synthetic biology, they're changing our DNA through genetically modified crop. They can literally create beings who are not human, that have never existed on the planet Earth. So why do they need man and woman, you know, as a couple? They don't need that anymore, which is why, as you said on your website yesterday, I think it was, you know, talking about the Illuminati agenda at the last Grammy Awards. Well, this is exactly why they're pushing it, and this is one of the reasons why they hate people like Putin, who is absolutely against this kind of an agenda.
That's right, and here's the key. I want to ask you this point. They're toxifying the environment on purpose. Then the crisis comes, they use that to bring in Agenda 21 and neo-feudalism to shut people down for social control so we can then follow their scientific dictatorial edicts, always posing as the savior, and clearly destroying reproductive fertility, clearly wrecking humanity, where it's going to be impossible to live in the civilization unless you accept the transhumanism. It is simply amazing. This is beyond a H.P. Lovecraft book. It's beyond a a Dracula. This is literally something out of the mind of the devil.
Well, Alex, you know, these technologies, and again, you've talked about this, are not being developed to stop the terrorists, but rather to stop us, the people. And the laws to justify these technologies, they're not written on a whim. They're specifically designed to give the government carte blanche authority over the people during the chaos and confusion of the period we're in right now, which the elite call the Age of Transition. Transition to a planetary civilization. And I think people have to realize that the Bin Ladens and the Gaddafis are not the enemy. They never were the enemy. We, the people, are the enemy.
That's right. We are allowing ourselves to be seduced by this, as we cover in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that you're in. And when that came out 8 years ago, it was a big hit because people thought it was science fiction. Now they're watching it. The film's more popular than it's ever been because now it almost all came true 8 years later.
You know, I used to buy boxes of your film, Alex, you know, and, you know, go on trips because I travel a lot. Last year I did 240,000 kilometers, about 200,000 miles of traveling around the world. And I used to give your CDs of your films away to people, and they're saying, who is this Alex Jones character? I said, watch the film and you'll realize. And again, please understand those who are watching and listening to us right now. These are not publicly funded projects for the betterment of humanity, but they're mostly secret experiments sanctioned in the name of defense, which when you put it on its head, is crime prevention and extrapolated into the future, is tailor-made to put down any rebellion by the 99% of the world's population destined to live in abject poverty and crime-infested megacities of the future, just as the Strategic Trends Report talks about, which I read way, way, way back in 2005, almost 10 years ago, and so much, if not all of it, is, you know, coming true.
That's what's incredible. That's what's incredible. And people need to understand, they go, well, I don't care if the NSA watches me or whatever, because I've done nothing wrong. Well, why don't you live in a glass house then? Why don't you, I'm tempted to dress up like an agent, you know, in black, a man in black, and then go look in people's windows in broad daylight and see them call the police on me, and I'm going to say, well, what's wrong? The government does it just to illustrate with a camera crew, or to go up people on the street and say, do you mind if you wear a clear raincoat just to make sure you're not carrying a weapon? And they'll go, well, of course I'm not going to do that. And go, well, wait, New York's already trying to make people only have clear bags. You know, the point is, we're being trained to be slaves, not even to be enslaved, but to stand down so we can be erased. Daniel, let me ask you this question. Do you think they're going to succeed? What does your gut tell you, and what is the time frame? Because
I don't know what the time frame is, because, again, one of the things about this book, and it's a bit unnerving in the sense that it asks more questions than it answers, because, again, we're talking about the future. But I think, you know, what is absolutely undeniable is this divine spark of reason, which makes us so different from anything else on this planet, can never be replicated, no matter whether your name is Ray Kurzweil, you know, Jason Silva, or any one of these other characters, billionaires and zillionaires, who want to literally turn us into something we're not, men machine, you know, future post-humans, beings who are not fully human.
Sure.
They will never be able to replicate.
Exactly. He says from a storage thing full of his dad's papers, he's going to resurrect his father. There is no way Ray Kurzweil is going to resurrect his real father. He may have a computer that can fool him, and he thinks it's his father, and he says he doesn't believe in God yet. He's going to be the first God. I call it the God race, the race to be God, and it's as old as the Garden of Eden. It's as old as the Tower of Babel. And if we tried to build a new future out of love and compassion and transparency, we might destroy ourselves. But from this delusional perspective, my concern is these people are, they want to control us, but who controls them? Closing comments, and thank you so much for the time. I'm going to read the whole book. I want to get with your publisher and carry it as well in the InfoWars store. Just another amazing job, Daniel Estulin. What do you want to leave us with in 2 minutes?
You know, I just want to go over some of the things that this report, the Strategic Trends 2007-2036, talked about. They're talking about by 2015, over 50% of the world's population will be living in urban rather than rural environments. In one generation, between 2007 and 36, the population will go from 7 to 10 billion people. They're talking in this report about lack of food, water, medicine, proper hygiene, education, and basic human necessities will spell collapse. And without mincing words, the report states explicitly a growing gap between majority and a small number of highly visible super rich is likely to pose an increasing threat to social order and stability. The result of the growing desperation on the part of humanity will result in civil war, intercommunal violence, insurgency, pervasive criminality, and widespread disorder. This is from 2005. Then they talk about that the countries, the nation states, because of the collapse of the global economy and a breakdown of the international political system, these are all terms from the report, will disappear and will be replaced by megacities. And a megacity is defined in the report as a city of a base population, minimum 20 million people. And then they say, because of the massive population displacement, cities will swell to unimaginable proportions. And as a result of that, megacities themselves will collapse by the year 2045, and the effect of this collapse will be equivalent to state failure and to endemic failure of the entire human race.
And, of course, that's the British Ministry of Defense report that you had already gotten a copy of in 2005 that came out, what, in The Guardian in 2007, or was it 8?
That's right. That's right, exactly. What we had in 2005, when we attended the Deliver conference with Jim, our sources gave us the report, not a complete report because it wasn't written at the time, but parts of the report, and we're seeing their agenda on right now. And again, transhumanism is changing the face of society, and people have to become aware that what's around us and what we're about to become in the very near future will be completely different from anything we have ever seen in the history of mankind.
That's right. Let me quantify this. They're scientists, they're doctors, they're technocrats. The whole world's a laboratory in their own words. They believe out of this epic struggle in a war against general humanity, in survival of the fittest, they will become gods in the great cyber wars, the great technocrat wars, the biotech wars that are to come. They have the underground bases, the redoubts, the supercomputers, and that they will then rid the earth of the scourge of the proto-human as they see us, and they will become, I forget the exact term they use, sentient, omnipresent, super sapien. And it is just totally delusional, and in the end of the day, we'll be lucky if they don't destroy the entire planet.
Give me 10 seconds. I'll just have to say this, Alex. You know, they feel that they have enough technology right now to face the gods and beat them at their own game. And they feel that they, today, are the gods.
That's right. They don't let people at Bilderberg look at any of them. And it just shows their total disconnect. I talked to so many waiters and waitresses as you have after Bilderberg, and they go, we're going to give you all the info. They were mean to us. They never gave us tips. They have no empathy, no humanity. They want everyone gone, so it's all theirs. Incredible book, incredible job. Daniel, you've got to come back more now that we've got you on Skype. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you. Well, I salute Daniel Estulin. That is by far our best interview ever. Unbelievable. How do I even come up with a headline good enough to describe how epic these issues are? I mean, that's why I don't go out to Hollywood anymore when famous people invite me out there. Why do I care? That's why I don't care about being on red carpets and stuff. And what does it do? Only if I could get those people to go public to try to cause an awakening and an understanding. That's the only reason famous people are important. You know, I just wish there was a new planet to go to. But we would carry with us the same seeds of our own destruction. We've got a battle here. We've got to go on to the end. There's nowhere to run in the long run, but it may come down to some people having to go to places that are safer, where they can operate better, where they can have asylum. But so many people say, well, it's time for violence. Defensively, you have a right to defend yourself. And when you're in the right, that's what you got to do. I'm not trying to stop you. Believe me, I know all about violence. It's a good friend of mine. Feels good to stand up. It feels good to be a man. It feels good to be strong. Feels good to not be afraid. You got to be smarter than that. You got to go to the higher levels of warfare. You got to just tell the truth and put the truth out there as a comparison to the other option that is the lie. This is not a pretty place we're going to. Look at your children. Have a debate about it. And when you go into church and you don't hear this being discussed, and they got Xboxes back there with your kids at Sunday school, and they're doing all this stuff, and they're telling you how great the government is, you're in a government-run den of absolute money-changing devils, and you know what Christ did.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Perhaps when these miscreant control freaks look into the panopticon of data and a shadow of a shadow, a grain of sand at the beach compared to the mind of God, the supreme being, perhaps they'll see how ugly they are spiritually and gain knowledge. Because they say with great knowledge comes great sorrow for those that are pure of heart. With this great knowledge, is it nothing but a magnifying glass so they can enjoy their crimes against humanity that much more. You know, my biggest issue is, as I come to full grips with what we face as a civilization and as a species in our long history, I realize that my life is a flash in the pan, twinkle in the eye, like the lilies of the field, out, brief candle. But that it is the great struggle of the race to uplift ourselves and become nobler that I am part of and that you are part of, and that what matters to me is that we make it to the next level and don't destroy ourselves. And the greatest crime of the establishment is telling us how bad we are all day, except when the leader comes out, Obama, and then he tells us we're good. And so we go, oh, he must be good because he's telling us we're good. I mean, it's disgusting. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's like watching a Navy SEAL beat up a newborn baby. It's like watching an NFL linebacker, beat up a one-year-old. I mean, it's really pathetic that they sit there and abuse these people and then laugh at them. It's disgusting. And I personally get to the point up here where trying to run this operation, everything we do, that and the way the establishment tries to guilt anyone in new media that tries to fund themselves, I mean, it's all just mind games manipulating good people. And it's time to vote with your dollars. It's time to spread the word about news sites like Infowars.com, PrisonBunny.com, DrudgeReport.com, that's such a beacon of liberty. It's time to really get behind the sources that will talk about the real issues that matter and actually put those on the front of the table. Our ascension is a great responsibility, but it's only happening because great tyranny is rising. It's a battle. It's a war. It's not a bunch of narcissistic baloney. It is a struggle. And you will find that in that animating struggle of liberty, that animating contest, you will find your humanity. And I know you know that, but don't just take our incredible reports for granted that are on PrisonPlanet.tv and the YouTube channel. Don't just take the news sites and the articles for granted. I mean, it is hard work to ever get to this point. A lot of prayers, a lot of providence. And I'm telling myself that. I better appreciate the position I'm in. I better understand that I can't get target fatigue. Being so close to this, get acclimated to just how big a situation we're in. And I do, in closing for this hour, before Joel Salente comes up, I haven't plugged all day. We are listener supported mainly. And we sell the best products I can find, the best water filters at the lowest prices, the ProPure and others with promo code WATER, the best supplements and the best coffee, Wake Up America coffee from Southern Mexico, fluoride shield with the Nation Iodine and the five other ingredients that can be taken with the Survival Shield, but talk to your physician if you have any issues. The Life Straws, we got some combos and some specials running. InfoWarsLife.com, and it is midair refueling. It is buying your war bonds. And I know you do it out there, but especially those of you that have wealth and know I'm telling the truth, but kind of got where you are because you have an instinct to be selfish, this is not the time to have that instinct. That was in the old system before we fell. And we're going into a very dangerous time where if you're not all in and don't spread the word about this broadcast and don't become PrisonPlanet.tv members and share memberships, if you don't buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com, I need a lot more money to be secure, to be strong in the face of the enemy. I need good armor. I need good systems to project the truth at the enemy. I need weapons in the info war. I need you to fill our war chest at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.